The National Broadcasting Company presents Lights Out, a summer revival of the famous series which many of our listeners will remember. Tonight's story, the sixth in the series, is called The Ghost on the Newsreel Negative.
Lights out, everybody. This is the witching hour. The hour when dogs howl and evil is let loose on a sleeping world. Sit in the dark now and listen to Lights Out.
Where do you suppose we are, Martin?
How do I know where we are? You're the driver.
Yeah, I'm the driver. Only you're supposed to tell me where you want to go, you know.
I told you.
Yeah. You know what you said? You said we're going to a farm out on Route 330, about halfway between Dundee and Algonquin.
I remember, yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm supposed to be a mind reader.
Sure you are.
Well, I would be if you had a mind to read.
Nuts, Mr. Wick.
And nuts to you, Mr. Barnett.
Well, ain't we about there?
How do I know?
Oh, I should have known that.
Well, you're a wise guy. You're the great cameraman. You know everything.
Oh, shut up.
Well, look. We're about halfway between Dundee and Algonquin now. The sign at Dundee said 5 miles to Algonquin. And the speedometer said 93331.
It says 93333 now.
Goody. You can read. Now, listen. Half of five is 2.5.
Yeah, that's right.
And 93,331 to 93,333 is 2 miles.
Yeah.
Therefore, Mr. Barnett, therefore, I'll bet you that that place right up there is the place where we're going.
Huh? What place? Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Now we got that settled. What are we going to do when we get there?
I am going to make a story, and you're going to catch the noise on it.
You kill me, Martin.
All right. Now?
Huh? No. I mean, what kind of story?
Ghosts.
Ghosts? Or goats?
Oh, I know that story. Ghosts. Hey, you believe in ghosts, Wick?
Well, I ain't ever seen one.
But don't let that worry you. You're gonna.
Says you.
Go on, drive in that gate there. Now, that one, dummy.
I got it. Where's these ghosts?
Don't you ever read the papers?
I don't get enough money to buy papers. What's it about?
This here... Hey, stop right there, I guess. This here's the ghost farm.
Yeah? So what?
So? We come to make pictures of the ghosts. I'll set up a bar... Here, I guess, where we can get the old house and the barn in a picture. I'll go see if I can find anybody.
There don't seem to be anybody around.
Must be somebody. I'll go see.
Don't get bit by a ghost.
I won't. Here, let's make it as snappy as we can, huh? So we can get back to town.
What's the matter? Ghost getting your pal?
No kidding. Did you ever see such a deserted-looking dump? I wouldn't be surprised if a ghost jumped right up out of the ground.
What you fellas want here?
Where'd you come from?
I was right around on the other side of the wagon. What you want here?
I'm Martin Barnett of Paragon News. This is, Whit, my noise catcher.
Hello.
What you want?
Well, is this the ghost farm?
Ghost farm? Where'd you get that idea?
Well, papers.
Oh, yes. All them silly stories in the papers. Yes, I guess this here is the place you're looking for. what you want?
Well, we want to make some newsreel pictures. You know, movies. I was looking for Mr. Tracy.
Tracy?
Yeah, guy owns a place.
Oh. He ain't here.
He, ain't?
No.
Well, maybe this guy, gentleman can tell us, Martin.
Oh, yeah. Say, about this ghost business.
Is it a real ghost, mister?
Is there a real ghost here? Do you know anything about it?
Do I know anything about it? I am the ghost.
My gosh, he scared me out of 6 years' growth when he said he was the ghost, Martin.
What about me? I swallowed my chewing tobacco.
Doggone old fool.
He's got the dirtiest laugh I ever heard in all my life.
Ain't he, though?
I wish he'd come back. I want to get the story made and get back to town before it gets dark.
You better if they're going to get out a special on it tonight.
Yeah. I don't know why Red don't think of these things soon enough. He gets these brainstorms all of a sudden. Then he wants to get stuff out for every theater in Chicago by 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
And the great Barnett has to go out and shoot him. So shut up and wind up your Kodak.
Oh, nuts. Uh-oh. Here comes old Screwy again.
Well, it's about time.
Hey, what exposure would you give out here?
About four or five, I think. It's getting kind of dark.
I think 5-6 would do it.
You're the cameraman. If you don't get your shots, it's you, Red'll murder.
Maybe it better be 4-5.
Well, are you ready to make your movie pitches now?
Yeah, if you are.
What do you want me to do?
Well, first I want a shot of the house and the barn. So you better go back and come walking out of the house, and I'll pan after you while you walk to the barn. Then you can come over here and I'll make an interview. Hey, Whit, you can talk to him, huh?
I suppose so. I don't get paid for it, though.
Oh, nuts. Go ahead, mister.
Hey, just walk out of the house to the barn, eh?
Yeah, that's right. I'll holler for you to come out.
Yes, all right.
Gosh, that laugh of his is enough to scare anybody goofy.
No wonder people think he's a ghost.
He's not eating a fruitcake.
So what? So are we. And we get out of the newsreel business.
He's waiting for you, hotshot.
Oh, you all set?
I've been all set for an hour.
Oh, all right, all right. Here we go.
Go ahead, mister.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, come on back, mister.
Darn if he don't look like a ghost.
This whole place looks ghostly enough for me. I'll be glad when we get back to town.
Me too.
Did you get it? Did you get my picture?
Sure, we never miss.
Much.
What do you want me to do now?
Well, look, you stand there. No, there. That's it. Listen, when I start the camera, you just tell in your own words how you do this ghost business, will you?
You want me to talk?
Yeah, that's it. Set the microphone over closer, Whit.
Yes, Mr. Barnett.
Put it on the running board.
Yes, Mr. Barnett.
You just want me to talk, huh?
That's it.
I just tell how I'm the ghost and what I do and everything, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And then in a minute or two, Mr. Whit will step up alongside you. He'll ask you some questions. All you got to do is answer them, see?
You see what's what, huh?
That's it. Just say, what's what? Yeah. I'll motion to you, Whit, when you're to step in.
What'll I say?
Who do you think of something to say? You're a smart sound expert.
Nuts. I ain't getting paid for that.
You do as you're told.
Yes, Mr. Barnett. Yes, Mr. Barnett.
Shut up.
Yes, Mr. Barnett.
You ready,
Mr. Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, now. Do that there dirty laugh of yours. Go ahead. Now.
Now?
Yeah, now. I'm running.
Yes, sir. I'm the ghost. I'm the ghost that haunts this here place. You want to know how I do it? Well, sir, at night I go around and look into windows. When people see me staring in with my eyes all wide like this, when they see me, they scream and shiver and like to pass out. Yes, sir. I'm a ghost. A doggone good ghost, if you ask me.
Go ahead, Whit. And how long have you been haunting this farm, Mr. Ghost?
More years than you'd think I've been a haunting it. Yes, sir.
Is that so? Well, you suppose you could give us a sample of your very ghostliest laugh?
I sure can. You like that?
That's fine. Do you believe in ghosts yourself?
Do I? Do I? I am a ghost.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's enough. My gosh, mister.
What's the matter? I scare you?
I don't scare easy.
You don't, huh? What's that behind you?
Oh, it's all going your way.
What's that behind you?
Huh? Nix, mister, I'm sorry.
Don't do that again.
I won't, and don't do any more of that laughing again, mister.
What's that?
That's my sister.
Your sister?
Sure. She helps me haunt the place.
Have you got a sister?
Sure. She's in the house there. She's bedridden, though. She ain't been out of bed for 29 years.
Oh. She ain't?
No. She screams right well enough, though, don't she?
She sure does.
Hey, Martin. Listen, that would make a swell shot, too. The old gal and him in that old rattle-trap house.
Yeah. Only how are we going to do it?
Well, I'll put some photo floods in a reflector and run them off the battery, huh?
Well,
Yeah. You want to take some pictures of my sister?
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Whit.
Oh, sure. This ought to be a swell... Me?
Sure. Go ahead.
Wait till I get the lamps.
Yeah. She'll be tickled, my sister will. She had her picture took that she was a little gal.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, what if Fred doesn't like this story?
Well,
I'm going to...
Go ahead. Shall I take the sound on this, too?
Might as well. Got a long enough line?
Yeah. You go ahead with the camera.
Step right this way, mister.
Martin, suppose the old gal's as nutty as he is.
Boy, am I going to be glad to get out of this.
Yeah, me too.
Right in here. Careful of the back porch. The boards is kind of rotten. Ellie! I brought a couple of young fellers. Wants to take your picture.
That's fine, Stanley.
I'll hold the door open. Go ahead.
Here, feller. Kind of dark. We ain't got no electric lights.
Which way now?
Right in here.
Careful you don't bump yourself.
Yeah. Where are you, Whit?
I'm coming.
Ain't got no lights at all?
Not a darn thing.
Well, hurry up with them photo floods, Whit.
I'll be right there.
You brung your own light, mister?
Yes, ma'am. I hope they won't blind you. They're pretty bright.
Ouch! Oh. Shall I set them up here?
Get off my foot!
Oh, is that your foot?
What'd you think it was?
I thought it was a suitcase.
You be careful now. Stanley, you tell them to be careful. I don't want you to set fire to nothing.
They'll be careful, Ellie.
This is the darkest place I've ever been in my life.
Do you think I like it?
Where's your lights?
Don't set fire to nothing.
We won't.
Just a minute now.
Going to have my picture took.
You can talk whilst they're making the picture, Ellie.
Gonna make a moving picture of me.
All ready, Martin.
All ready. Turn your lights on.
What? There ain't anybody there.
Oh, my.
Just be patient. He may be alive.
Why?
That voice. I heard her.
Don't you boys worry now. Them lights may be just a little bright. Ellie never was one to shine out very strong.
Martin, what do we do now? I know what I want to do.
Start making your picture. That's what you come in here for, ain't it?
Picture of what?
Why, Ellie, of course.
But there's nobody there.
Well, I guess there is. If you don't believe me, just look at these covers.
Martin, no, those covers, they move.
Yeah, of course.
There, young man. Maybe that'll convince you. Well, let's get on with it.
Yes, thanks.
Stanley, is my hair all right?
Sure, Ellie.
Looks real pretty.
Look, mister, are you sure...
Young man, I'm losing my patience. You wanted to come in here and get the picture of my sister. Well, take it.
But I don't see anything to take.
She's there, just as plain as the nose on your face. Plainer than your nose.
Well, but...
I think you'd better take the picture. Getting just a mite disappointed in you. Hate to have to start haunting you two.
No. We'll take the picture. Whit, you get ready to make the interview and I turn them over.
Okay. But how can I ask questions of someone that isn't even there?
I'm still here, young man.
Never mind, Whit. Just stand by. Okay. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
would you mind telling me your name?
I sure would.
Thanks. Can you tell me just how you go about this haunting business?
No, I don't mind.
Well, I mean, how do you do it?
Well, first I start out by being invisible.
You mean like you are now, you mean?
Ain't I showing at all?
No, you ain't showing.
Yes, like that then. And then when I find someone I want to scare, I just make myself visible like this. And then I scream like this.
Hey, can't we go any faster?
Shut up. I'm scared myself now.
Don't use that word.
All right. We'll soon be back in town now.
I never thought the day would come when I'd be glad to see Wabash Avenue.
What happened to you back there?
I don't know. She screamed, the lights went out, and I started running.
Fine thing.
So what did you do?
I just grabbed the camera, started running.
That was better, huh?
Well, at least I got the camera. Honest, if Red Stalbinger ever sends me out on another assignment like this, I'll quit.
And if we don't get a bonus for this strip of film, I'll quit too.
Well, where's the film?
Here, Red.
Here, Hal. Get this in the soup and make it snappy.
Okay, Red. Soundtrack on it, Martin?
The soundtrack on it, Whit?
I think so. Yeah.
You think so? You think so? What the double barrel?
I think it is, Red.
Red, you got a drink?
What's the matter with you two, Lugans?
Yeah. You tell him, Whit.
You tell him, Martin.
Didn't you get the picture? Go on there, Harold. Get that film into the soup and don't turn on no red lights either. That's Super X.
Okay, Red.
Well, speak up. What's the matter with you? Didn't you get the story?
I think we got it, Red.
You think so, huh?
We got it, Red. We got it. Can we have a drink?
There's the water cooler.
Oh, Red.
All right, there's a bottle in my desk.
Come on, Red.
Wait a minute. What's this all about?
Red, that place. Gives us the willies.
Well, ain't that just dandy? Did you see a ghosty boasty or something, Martin?
Gosh, Red, we sure thought we did. I should say so.
Well, that's just ducky. So what? You birds been sucking on a bottle? If you
have... No, Red, I haven't had a drop.
Well, what happened then?
Well, listen, Red, I'll tell you. That old guy out there.
What old guy out where?
The old guy out at the ghost barn.
Oh, what about him?
Tell him,
Yeah. He's the scariest looking guy I ever seen. He's our old screwy guy. Not yet on a noise catcher.
Hey.
Shut up.
And he's a ventriloquist.
Never mind his religion. Go on.
Well, he's the ghost.
He goes around and hollers, boo, at people.
And he looks just like a real ghost.
And he scared the dickens out of
him. Wait a minute now. One at a time. What did he do?
Well, the darnest thing he done was taking us into the house where he said his sister was.
And we could hear her talking to him.
And him, too.
And when I turned on the lights, there was nobody there.
What?
That's a fact, Fred. He run out on us or something.
Have you been drinking again when I told you guys...
Telephone. Take it on up in your mind.
Okay. Wait right here, you two.
Hello. Paragon News. Oh? This is Red Calvinger. Oh, hello, Mr. Tracy. What? Say that again. Oh, they didn't, huh? They're right here now. Yeah, both of them. Sure, wait a minute. Where did you birds say you'd been this afternoon?
Why, at the ghost farm, Red.
Yeah, at the ghost farm.
You're sure about that?
Well, sure, of course we wouldn't lie to you.
They stayed over there all afternoon, Mr. Tracy. Huh? Well, call me back in about 10 minutes. I'm going to find out about this. Okay. Yeah.
Now, you two monkeys, what's this all about? You're trying to rib on me?
What's the matter, Red?
Yeah, what's the matter, Red?
That was Tracy, the guy that owns the ghost farm. He said he's been waiting since 11 o'clock for you two to show up. And there ain't been a sign of a newsreel man out there all day. So what's the answer to that one?
Well, I tell you, we were there.
Sure we was there.
Well, we'll find out whether you were there or not in about 2 minutes. You birds are kind of... Hey, Harold, how about that film?
Just coming out of the dryer, Red. Better have him get ready for the print?
No, bring the negative in here first and run it through the moviola.
Oh.
So, well, we couldn't have been at the wrong place, Red. The old guy said he was a ghost.
Yeah, sure he said. He darn near proved it, too.
Yeah? Well, we'll see.
I tell you, Red...
You ain't telling me nothing. Listen, you make us out of that interior?
What interior?
The interior where you say you heard the old lady and then she was gone.
Oh, that is it.
Did you make a shot of that?
Well, yeah. We started to shoot. We got about 50 feet when all at once this gal screams, our lights go out.
So we just grabbed the equipment and scrambled.
We were scared.
I think the motor floods are still there.
Well, for your sake, I hope they ain't.
Red,
film's dry.
Bring it in here.
Oh.
Yeah. Gimme now. Hey, you birds. We'll see. Run us through the moviola, and if you've got a picture, okay. But if you ain't, you better get your hats and coats on and...
We did make a picture, Red, out of
here. Well, we'll see in a minute.
No, we did, Red.
Yeah. We'll find out.
But, Red!
Listen, you trying to talk me out of this?
Gee, Red, no!
Well, shut up, then. There. All right, turn out the lights.
Red!
Turn out the lights. Now we'll see. Get your skull out of the way so I can see, Whit. Just a couple of old buildings, house and barn.
The old guy will be there in a minute.
Yeah, I hope so. Panning from the house to the barn.
Well, I didn't see yet.
I don't see nothing yet.
Oh, wait.
Changing now.
Martin, where is he? I don't know.
Look. Background's out of focus now.
I was focusing on him.
Yeah? Well, where is he?
I don't know, Ben.
Uh-huh.
He'll help me there in a minute.
Yeah.
What happened, Red?
I shut it off.
Oh.
Listen, you love. You think for one lousy minute that you can get away with that
but
kind
Red,
of stuff?
But, Red, he was there.
Yeah, he was, Red.
Gonna stick together, huh? Well, you're both fired.
Oh, gee, Red.
And if you don't get out of my sight before I count...
Wait, Red, wait.
What's the matter?
The soundtrack, Red.
Well, what about it?
There's something on it.
What?
Let me see. Yes, sir. Voices, I can tell. Rewind it. Quick, Red. Rewind it.
If you're pulling... All right.
You didn't have the speaker turned on, Red.
Keep your mitts to yourself. I'll turn it on.
Go ahead, Red. Turn it on for the love of my...
Shut up. You're trying to... Okay, here it goes. No sound yet.
No. That's just for Martin Tan to follow him from the house to the barn. Now, wait till the background jumps out of focus. That'll be the second scene where the old guy was...
Oh, no, I'm in.
What? Listen.
Yes, sir. I'm the ghost. I'm the ghost that haunts this here place. You want to know how I do? At night, I go around and look into the windows, and when...
Now, what I want to know is how you done that.
Oh, my gosh, Red, I don't know. I only know that it's in front of the camera, not 8 feet away. Honest, that's what he said. Right back, head, Red.
Tell my door wide open like this.
Holy Moses.
When they see me, they scream and shiver and like to pass out. Yes, sir. I'm a ghost. A doggone good ghost, if you ask me.
Go ahead, Whitney. And how long have you been haunting this barn, Mr.
There's
ghost?
Wit.
More years than you'd think I've been a haunting this, yes, sir.
Is that so? Well, do you suppose you could give us a sample of your very ghostliest laugh?
I sure can. You like that?
That's fine. And do you believe in ghosts yourself?
Do I?
Did you see, Red?
My God. Holy mackerel.
Hey, look. Huh? Oh, Danny. There, beside the screen. It's him.
Who are you?
You fool. I am a ghost. Turn them on now.
You have just heard Lights Out, a summer revival of the famous series. Tonight's story, the sixth in the series, was called The Ghost on the Newsreel Negative. The ghost, incidentally, was played by Jess Pugh, and his sister under the shroud was played by Harriet Allen. Martin, the cameraman, was played by Lou Krugman, and his noise catcher assistant was Murray Ford. Red was portrayed by Boris Aplon. Now, before we close the shutters and shut up shop for the night, let me give you a little info about next week's story. Of course, you'll want to be listening, so I'll just give you a few hints. The story is a very unusual one. It takes place entirely inside the confused head of a hunted man. Nails Malone is a bad man and a killer. He has no conscience, but there's something there that keeps bothering him as he sits in his dingy boarding house hideout. And what finally happens will not only surprise you, but we'll guarantee we'll give you goose pimples as well. So make a note on your cuff to listen next Saturday night. Lights Out is produced and directed by Albert Cruz. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.